last week we talked about one aspect of building a weekly workshop, which is step 12, getting your audience, extending your audience and getting people to attend your workshop. And we're going to be talking more today about developing a strategic framework. And this is our second time around with this particular idea. And we're going to talk about basically USP. And we're going to make that less abstract. And we're going to talk about, you know, at what level are you going to be doing it? Obviously, you know that everything you do really should be unique so that people can only get it from you. But let's talk about where we're going to be doing this and at what level, right? Obviously, your brand and your business should be different, but we want to talk about other areas that you can implement this USP. Pretty much when you are in an information marketing business and you are selling information, you're selling ideas, you really do want to make sure that you have a USP at every level. And that's the idea behind today. First of all, your brand needs to have a USP. So in other words, you need to be known for something that other people that are in your sub-market are not known for. So whatever that is, be known for something. Be known for something that you deliver. Be known for something in the way you deliver it. But you need to separate yourself from the marketplace. It doesn't mean that everything you do is going to be, you know, in direct competition, and I would really encourage you, of course, to be partnering with people to make the most of affiliate relationships. But at the same time, you want to make sure that there's something that you offer that other people in that particular sub niche do not offer. It has to be that way. The other thing is that, you know, of course, you know, whatever it is that makes your offering or your different at the brand level, right? What you're known for should matter to the customer. So if at the brand level, you know, when people look at your, whatever you call your company or whatever your name is, when they see you, the first thing they should think of is something that's different from other, other businesses, right? So again, it's going to be pretty hard for you to offer a product or service that's going to be different than everybody else's, right? At some level, you're going to be offering, you know, maybe some kind of live training, you're going to be offering some kind of information product, a PDF or a set of videos. Still, the way you offer it should be known differently than other people's. And it may not even matter at the start, but here's the key to this, right? One of the reasons why you really do want to have a weekly workshop is you got to teach people what they really should value in what you're offering. So maybe at the start, people are not going to appreciate what it is that makes your brand different. You have to train people on that. You have to teach people what really should matter to them. And it's not going to matter to them at the beginning. But you've got to teach people why what you're telling them, why what you're giving them is important. So again, don't fret because when you come to the marketplace, it really doesn't matter to people what makes you different. You got to teach people that. And that's one of the things that you're going to be doing by driving people, as many as possible, to your weekly workshop. You need to be efficient and effective at getting people to hear you on that weekly session. So whatever you're doing, drive people to whatever you're, you know, on your weekly training, where on that weekly training, you were teaching people the things that really matter or should matter to them. So again, I know this is really sort of abstract at the brand level when I talk about building a USP, but this is really important if you can do it. And at the very beginning, this is going to be probably a little difficult to do, but you have to develop some separation. You got to figure out what you're going to be offering at the brand level, and then teach people during your workshops. It doesn't have to be that every session has to be that you're talking about, you know, what makes you different. But you really should be mentioning that in every weekly workshop that you do. The other way, the other area and level at which your USP is going to be necessary and important is going to be what you offer inside of your products. So, again, we talked about this in another session. Definitely, you want to make sure that your bonuses they ought to mitigate, you know, the objections of your customer, right? That should go without saying. That's not what we're going to be talking about here in this area. There's got to be one thing inside of your products that other people in your sub niche do not have in theirs. So that might mean that you're going to have to buy your competitors' products. And again, I don't really even like to look at things in terms of competition, but you've got to have it, right? You've got to know what they're offering. You don't have to offer what they do and more. And that's typically what I have heard, that you want to make sure you're offering everything that your competitor does and that you do one better than them. You can certainly do things that way, but you know that's going to be exhausting, and you don't necessarily have to do that. You've got to have something, though, that's going to be unique to your product that other people do not have in yours. So you do need to know what's in everybody else's product in the sub-niche. The easiest way is always going to be putting something in your product that your customer can use that your competitors don't have, or something that they can learn, right? Now, we'll talk about that here in a minute, and something that they can do. So if you're going to do something, let's say you're going to do something live, right? You're going to bring them on live. You're going to bring them on a live workshop. Then make sure that during that workshop that you're training your people to do something on that workshop that other people are not training them to do. Maybe you're going to do a challenge in the workshop you put inside of your product. Right? Make sure that it's different from other things that people are. Listen, most people are not going to do that. Right? So, you know, we've talked about doing a weekly workshop, but if you go further and inside of your product, you also bring people on a training where you get them to do something and commit to something, that's a unique element that most people are not going to have. And it's going to be hard for other people to copy it. So think about ways that you can put things inside of your product. Again, it's probably going to take more effort on your part, but when people start thinking about whether or not they're going to buy your second or third product, they're probably going to be thinking about the unique thing you offer. They're not going to necessarily think about the things that are missing that other people don't have. They're going to think about the thing that you uniquely have. The other thing is that whatever you put inside of the product, it should require you to have to do a different kind of education, a different kind of training that other people that don't offer. So in other words, one of the ways you know that you put something unique in your product is that you have to do a different kind of training. If your training to use your product looks like everybody else's, then you probably don't have anything unique in there, and there's no reason to come back and get yours over everybody else's. But if you have something that when you look at it, and you've got to do a different kind of training than other people do, you're talking about different things, more than likely you've got a USP in there that, again, it may not necessarily sell all your other products, but it will stand out in your customer's mind because you will have emphasized that thing by default by adding a training to give people that different experience. Now, this is contrary to maybe what you might hear. It should be slightly complicated what you offer, right? Whatever that different thing is, it should be a little complicated because it requires your education to get them to get the most out of it. So yeah, it should be complicated to them. So one aspect should be a little complicated. One aspect, now again, I'm not saying it should be unclear, right? Now, please don't make it unclear so that, you know, your customer just doesn't understand it at all. It should be clear, but it should be slightly complicated because it requires you to explain it. So if you put something in there that requires you to explain it, because it's so complicated they can't get it, then you probably have a USP in your product. So once again, you got to have a USP at the brand level. So you ought to be known for something that other people are not known for. When people get your products, it should have something in there that other people don't offer, and it should be slightly complicated because it should require you to explain how to use it. And in all cases, whatever you put in there, it should be clear what the goals of the features are. Now, I want to talk about something that's an aspect of this, right? And this is something that I've talked about before, and you probably heard this term before, a sustainable competitive advantage. I'm going to apply this to what we're talking about. When you start talking about adding USPs to your product that matter to your customer, they should not be easily copied. That's one of the downsides to adding let's say, bonuses that are, let's say, private label rights content. That's great, but in some cases, that's easy for somebody to come behind you and offer. You want to make sure you're adding something to the process that, you know, again, other people can't replicate. You don't have to match people item per item. You want to match people. You want to outmatch people by putting something in that, number one, can't be copied. Number two, can't be copied very easily or cheaply. So in other words, if you have limited time to put different stuff inside of your product, make sure that your highest priority is going to be the things that are going to be hardest for other people to copy, right? Your highest priority should be the things that are hardest for other people to copy. And this is going to depend on, let's say, contacts that are unique. So in other words, maybe you got some unique contacts other people don't have, or you got some unique relationships, some unique partnerships that you can put in place, or you got some unique experience that you can share. Right now, obviously, your product is going to be unique because you're doing it, right? So I'm not talking about, let's say, the creative aspect of it, because that's always going to be different. But you know, these days, right, it's pretty easy to replicate even your most creative element. So you've got to try to put something inside of your products, inside of your services, that, number one, that are different. Number two, that are hard to copy. Right now, ask yourself this. And when you start designing your product, what can you put in there that's going to be really hard for somebody to copy? Right? What can you put in there? Those are going to be the things that provide your product the most value, believe it or not. Right? So it's not always going to be that you match somebody's service per service, or element for element, or feature for feature. What you want to try to do, and again, in some cases, some people are going to process things that way. Some buyers are going to say, well, I've got 10 things over here versus 11 things over here. I want the 11 things. Well, if that's true, that customer is probably not going to be very loyal to you anyway. So you don't worry about that. What you want to try to do is you want to try to make sure you've got an element in there that is so different that even if your customer sees it, and sees the other offer from another vendor, but they like yours because of what you're offering them, because it resonates with them. So put something inside of your product at that level that's number one, different, but number two, it's hard for people to copy. We can deliver our product in a unique manner. So in other words, you know, we talked about this week that you can offer in your video courses transcription and translation. You can do that with, let's say, you can do that with Searchy. You can do that with the video host Corsium, right? We talked about that this week. Always put unique bonus content in there, right? You can do interviews. So again, don't just think in terms of, I'm going to grab some private label rights content, and that's fine, right? That you can bulk it up, but you can always create something unique by doing an interview. And if you don't want to do an on-camera interview, then, you know, find somebody who will just write the answers, right? So some people would rather you send them some questions, and maybe they might answer on camera, maybe they might write their answers. It doesn't really matter. You want to make sure you're giving people a unique experience and unique information, and it doesn't have to always be an on-camera interview, right? Worksheets. Things that are processes that other people can't get. Cheat sheets. Right now, you know, you can use PLR for this, but you want to make sure that it's a unique process that people cannot get elsewhere. And one of the things that you have to do in order to have a sustainable competitive advantage is you have to stay in production and development mode of unique assets. And you're always going to be able to do this if you have a weekly workshop. So if you're teaching on a weekly basis, you will always have something unique to put inside of something. And this is, again, just the benefit of teaching on a weekly basis. You can have guest workshops. If you don't want to teach all the time, bring somebody on to a workshop and let them teach. Again, what you're doing is you're giving yourself something unique to add to future products and services. You need to have a unique way in which you communicate and follow up. and I'm talking about your emails and your newsletters, should be different. However you do that. So it shouldn't look like anybody else's. You want people to get people to get people used to the way you communicate. And your emails and your correspondence should be different in terms of what you put in there. So in other words, whatever you're saying in there should be different. Your emails and newsletters should be different in how you say it. So, you know, be yourself. Be, however, whatever the best version of yourself is. I mean, if you're pretty witty and funny, find a way to put that in your email or your newsletter. If you're not that way, don't be that way. It should be different in terms of who you talk about. So, you know, if you read a certain kind of author, and you want to make sure that you add those things. In other words, there should be something that comes in your newsletter that ought to be different from everybody else's. And so it's not just that not just your products, it's not just the brand that you're known for, it ought to also be in how you communicate, because this is really where you're going to have the most impact. You're going to keep people drawn to you. So again, the more your emails and your newsletters are like everybody else's, the easier going to be for your customer to ignore. And so here's how you want to approach your email, and every day is going to be a new day for you to sell people on what's unique about you. Every single day, right? Every single day you are selling yourself. And the way you do that is going to be to talk about something uniquely that other people are not talking about. Right? I'm not saying be different for the sake of being different. I'm saying be different because it really does help your customer. And you need to think about ways in which, again, working with you is a different experience. Another area that you should have a USP is going to be your weekly training. And we have talked about that. And just having a weekly training is probably going to give you a USP in and of itself. But it ought to be different from anything else anybody's offering. And typically, that's going to be the ideas that you're communicating. You really should be offering some kind of core philosophy that really does come out in your weekly training. And your philosophy should not sound like anybody else's. So again, if somebody else has 10 elements to their core philosophy on how people should be doing things in your sub-niche, then yours doesn't need to have 7. Yours should be different. It should be different in tone. It should be different in structure. It should be different in terms of the way it's been said. Make sure your philosophy doesn't sound like anybody else's. Give it your spin on a unique name, right? Give it a unique name. For example, you've heard the term success path. Don't use that term. If you're going to teach something that's going to be like that, use something that's totally different, something consistent with your brand, but communicates different core ideas, which are yours. Always think of a different way to say it. Right? If you're not good at naming things, I think there are sites that will help you to name things, but always take something that if you're going to communicate a concept that's going to sound like somebody else's, do it in a different way, say it in a different way. And what this does, right, when you start saying things in ways, first of all, that are consistent with who you are, but that are different than everybody else's, you know what that does? That means then that you're going to find that people, the kind of person that's going to stick to you is going to be different than some of the other people you might get otherwise. In other words, you're going to start attracting the right person to your marketing funnel. And that's really what you want to do. Attract the right person to your marketing funnel. Okay, any questions?